So we're here in our nation's capital. This is a lot of fun for me, being here in town. It's my fifth time back. And obviously, there's a lot of security going on right now in town because, you know, 9/11 is around the corner again. And so Bush is freaking out at the house. Oh, no, man, you know. I went over there earlier, and it's funny. They got all the barricades and the special troops over there. You know he's got to be inside the house. Every time he hears, whoo, comes to the window, what the hell's going on out there? This country, man, what can I say? We got our president over there. His approval rating is now, what, 8? You know, every week it drops a little bit more, man. It's like, okay, you know, he's a torto. Yes. Some of you don't want to laugh right now. Whatever, Republicans. Yeah, voted for him, you know. Shoot. I know he's a dork, because I'm a dork, and it takes one to know one. Mr. President, what are you going to do about Katrina? We're going to find her. We're going to bring her to justice. We have every reason to believe Katrina's connected to Al-Qaeda. Qaeda and Katrina, they both start with a K. Right? Yeah. Trying to see the sights, because every time I come here, we only get to see one or two things. This time around, we decided to hire a tour, and we had to do it twice, because the first one really sucked, and it was boring. We did the whole red bus, the DC tour thing, right? It's boring. I mean, it looks good in the brochure, but then, you know, they come and pick you up at the hotel, and you know, and the guy with the hat and the little mic. All right, everybody. Welcome aboard DC Tours. Come on over here. We're going to get some see the sights. It's going to be great. And then you get on, and it's just like, okay, whoo. And I was upset, you know, and I go back to the hotel, and the guy at the front desk, cool guy, name is Juan. He's like, you know, Puerto Rican, real cool guy. He's like, mi brother, let me tell you. Why are you looking? I don't know what it is about Puerto Ricans. They all sound like they're about to start rapping. Mira, mira, déjate digo, mira, mira, mi brother, mira, let me tell you something. I'm like, hey, that's a single, isn't it? Gasolina. You know, he's like, man, what's going on? I go, dude, I just took this tour and I didn't like it, man. Oh, that's your problem, man. You took the bus, huh? I go, yeah, I took the bus. Mira, man, I'm gonna hook you up my friend James. He's gonna give you a private tour. It only costs you $40 for everybody. Like 40 bucks for everybody, huh? It's like 6 of us. Yeah, good deal, man. He's gonna give you a good deal. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I go to my room. I said, call me when he, you know, as soon as the guy gets here. Okay. About half hour later, right? Hello? Hey, mi brother! I go, hey, what's up, Juan? How you know me? Just a hunch, bro. Hey, downstairs. All right, cool. So I come downstairs. Cool, cool guy. His name's James Fox. Really slim, slender, like about 55-year-old black man, cool-looking guy. Just, hello there, sir. My name is James Fox. I am your personal tour guide today. I go, this guy seems pretty nice. I said, but he doesn't sound really enthusiastic. He's just like, okay, cool. Well, all right, let's go. 40 bucks, okay. Well, can't, you know, complain too much, right? So we go outside, and it's a few of us. We get in the car, and my buddy Martin's in the front seat, right? And my buddy Martin is ghetto. As soon as we get in the car, the gentleman looks at us and says, okay, folks, it's just going to take us a few moments. There's a little bit of traffic. We'll leave in just a moment. My buddy Martin looks at the driver and he says, hey, bro, what's up, dog? Where can we get some weed? And I said, Martin, dude, don't talk to him like that, man. Come on, be cool. Without missing a beat, the driver was like, oh, it's like that? Oh, well, hell yeah, man. And then all of a sudden, right, it was a different tour, right? Totally different tour, because he got comfortable really, really quick. I said, hey, relax, dude. We're still paying for a tour. Oh, I'm going to give y'all a tour. You want a real tour? Give me something real. I want to see a real tour. Oh, it's on, dog. It's on. So we take off. We pull up to the White House. Well, as close as you can get, right? Yeah, look at that building. That's the White House right there. Yeah, that's where the devil lives. I said, devil, the devil. Hey, isn't this the city where they filmed The Exorcist? That's what I was asking him, right? Oh, you want to see that? You want to see what's scary? Oh, I'll show you what that's at, man. It's real scary over there. Watch this, man. So we go start making some lefts and some rights. We pull up into Georgetown. Man, this right here is the scariest place on the planet. I go, this is The Exorcist house? Nah, dawg, it's Georgetown. Ain't nobody white folks around here, man. You better not get out the car. All right, dude, whatever. So anyways, the house wasn't even there. I was like, oh, they tore it down? Yeah, man, they tore it down. Okay, cool. So we kept driving around town and stuff. We get back to the hotel, and I see my buddy Juan again. He's like, hey, how was it? I go, it was cool, man. Did you buy some weed? Well, how'd you know about that? My brother sold it to him, man. Yeah, Martin got it, man.